guys, welcome to Running Highs and Community Ties, the official podcast for Hills for ATL. I am your host, Lindsay Sizemore, and I am excited to jumpstart episode 11 tonight. We have a very special guest with us. I'm so excited to once again dive into another amazing story of just a little taste of what we have going on in the community here in Atlanta. I'm so excited to be able to bring on the guest tonight who has continued to inspire me since I've started talking to him tonight, just sitting here. And I'm just really excited to introduce to you guys. We have all the way from Kentucky, 28-year-old Matthew Arnold, but we get to call him Matt. And so, Matt, welcome to Running Highs and Community Ties.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so I am I'm really excited. You guys, Matt has been staying pretty busy lately, from what I can gather. Lots of cool, exciting things that he's been taking off and just doing. And we're going to get to hear about that a little bit tonight. And just having some side conversations before we even started this podcast has been really enlightening. He's talking about books. He's talking about things that he's going after. And I'm just kind of like already proud to even know you as a person. So tonight, I really hope that we can all just walk away with knowing a little bit more about you and, more importantly, how we can best support you as you keep going after these dreams. And so tell me a little bit about yourself. You've been in Atlanta, what, 2 years?
Yeah, so I moved here 2 years ago from Louisville, Kentucky. I sell commercial insurance, nothing too exciting, but besides that, I model part-time and just kind of started doing that and, you know, did a little bit of reality TV, and so just, you know, figuring things out and figuring out what I want to do right now.
So your family, when you moved to Georgia, did your family also move to Georgia?
No, I had a cousin here when I first moved here. He lived here, he'd already been here about 6 years, but he actually moved back to Kentucky. But I kind of just moved here by myself and decided to get out of Kentucky for a little bit and come to a bigger city. You know, growing up in Louisville, it's a decent-sized city, but not nearly as big as Atlanta.
So Atlanta had a lot of opportunity, and you heard some good things, and you just packed up one day and just said, I'm going for it.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of opportunity, bigger city. I wanted something bigger than Louisville, but, you know, not quite as big as New York or something like that. And, you know, with my job, we're based out of Kentucky, so it was nice to stay in the same time zone.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a big family?
Yeah, so I got 4 siblings, and I'm the middle child. And, yeah, you know, we're all pretty close, and, you know, I tend to end up the typical middle child a lot of times, you know, kind of in between. Hanging out with the oldest one, the youngest one, and can relate to all of them a little bit.
Sounds like you got a lot of support there too, right?
Yeah, all my siblings are really supportive. My parents have been really supportive. You know, it was, they're still not all ecstatic that I moved away, but they've been to visit, and, you know, they've shown their support in different ways.
That's cool. I mean, you are at that time of life where it sounds like you're just becoming more and more self-aware of, like, what makes you happy, and then you're going for it, and I just love seeing people in this chapter of life because it's an exciting journey, and sometimes if we have the support of our family, that's great, but sometimes if they're not all the way thrilled about it, it's still kind of like a little bit of fuel, you know, just to say, you know, let me go after what makes me happy, because in the end, that's gonna be what ultimately matters most, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of easy. I know for me, in a lot of ways, it's pretty easy to stay in that comfort zone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I commend you for packing up and trying this new city, and I hope that Atlanta has you know, been exciting in what you thought it would be. I know that you were introduced to Hills for ATL. That's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about how you were, how you found us, like, how is that even possible?
Yeah, so, you know, originally saw Hills for ATL on Instagram and, you know, was scrolling and I thought it looked really cool. It looked like a good way to get out and meet some people, but I didn't come at first. Actually, a friend of mine, Angelina, she invited me to come out. And then another friend of mine, Zay, who's actually from Louisville as well, he had invited me. And Angelina was my first friend in Atlanta. So, you know, I knew she knew people and she could help connect me with people. So I came out to an event one day and, you know, started running hills and just realized it was a really good community and a really good way to meet people, meet like-minded people, healthy, fit people. And, you know, it was just a fun way to do something other than, you know, going to the bars or, you know, and not that I love going to the bars, but I'm just, you know, just to meet people in a different kind of way that you typically wouldn't experience, you know, otherwise.
Absolutely. I couldn't be more for what you just said. It's just like a healthy thing to be a part of. It doesn't take up too much of your day. You're still getting that awesome connection, maybe even more more deeper connection with someone. When you're working out together, you're going through something together.
Yes.
You know, when you go to a bar, you're drinking, you're listening to music, but you're kind of just like, you know, you're just in a vibe. But like when you're working on something together, you're pushing yourself to get up that hill, or you're trying to figure out what on earth AB just told us to do and how many burpees you did just say, and we have to do that 3 times or we have to run backwards. You know, and it's just like we all look at each other like, okay, I guess that's what we're supposed to do. And we do it together. And it's just like, I just feel like that piece is what really brings us closer. And so is it safe to say that like when your first friend Angelina and some other friends invited you out, like this kind of like helped you get acclimated to the city, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd definitely say so. You know, I mean, before then, I really, besides going out to the bars, you know, there wasn't much else for me to do. Going to networking events, but like you said, there's a certain bond that you form when you're doing something, you know, intense together, you know, doing something that's a challenge. And, you know, me and Zay always talk about it because we both played high school football and, you know, we're like, you don't have that bond anymore in most situations. So to have something like that, you know, it's like you feel like you're all a team. And you're all, you know, just working together to help each other, you know, finish running the hills or whatever, you know, and just that feeling of, you know, high-fiving everybody and supporting each other and really rooting for each other, you know, it's it creates a bond that you really don't get often.
And you don't even have to like know the people to be able to be
exactly.
in this bond.
Yeah.
You know, and that's another big part of why I wanted to start this podcast is because we're bonding in this cool way, but now we get to actually learn more about each other through like real conversations. And
yeah.
So when you did hills for the first time, what did you think about it? Was it like physically, from a physical, was it tough for you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, I love weight training, but I don't do a lot of cardio. So
yes.
It was, you know, I always told my friends that invited me, I was like, I need this, you know, And funny enough, you know, is now I do cardio a lot more outside of hills, you know, because I'm realizing that, you know, I need to, you know, cardiovascular health is very important, so, you know, as well as weight training, but, and, you know, I enjoy it more now, and, you know, yeah, you know, it's also part of it, too, is just getting outside.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah.
There's just something about doing it outside, too.
Yeah.
I opt outside every single time.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
Being outside, you know, it's especially, you know, I work from home and I'm behind a desk most of the day. So, you know, being outside's very important to me. You know, I think it's a good way to just get myself, you know, take care of myself mentally. It makes me feel better when I spend an hour out in the sun compared to sitting behind a desk and going straight to the couch and watching TV or going to the gym and sitting in a dark gym, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, I opt outside, like I said, every single time. And it's really cool that you know that about yourself. Like, hey, you know, some people get excited about other things, like especially those that work at home behind a desk. Mm-hmm. But to know that you get excited about, you know, putting on your tennis shoes and going outside, grabbing a bottle of water and like, let's just sweat. So that's really amazing.
Yeah.
Did you have any like funny highlights? I know that I've had, I had one of my friends who totally like, he ran up and then next thing you know, by the end of it, it was hot summertime last year. I mean, he totally got sick and he was just like laughing at himself. He's like, what am I doing? And then of course he was there the next week.
Yeah.
But it's something about that back pedal too, up the hill. I don't think I ever had done that before.
Yeah.
And my quads were on like fire and I would just be like, wow, I've never experienced that before. And
yeah.
You know, was there anything in particular that stood out?
Last week I went on a Saturday and I went to the gym before and did a hard ab day at the gym, then went and ran, and we did abs afterwards, and first set of doing abs, my top row abs just completely cramped up. Oh, so no. I jumped up, and, you know, I'm in the middle of everybody and just ran out, and, you know, everyone probably thought I was getting sick or something like that, but yeah, I just couldn't do it. I had to go stretch my abs for a little while. And,
yeah, that is, it's just such a good combination to add to what you're already doing.
Yeah.
I was always a long distance runner, and so sprints of any kind, and that just like that hardcore blasting of my heart, like I needed it. But over time, like my footwork got better. I knew what to expect. It wasn't as scary.
Right.
And so I think you're right on the money when it comes to like incorporating that with the weight training.
Yeah.
It really helps us like be that better athlete or whatever you identify yourself as, you know.
Yeah.
You definitely look like an athlete. So you said you played football, or
just sports? In high school. High school? My brother was a college football player. I was just a high school player, you know, never really had the size for it, but I do love, you know, I love, my big thing now is I'm a big hiker. I like to go out west. I just recently did the Half Dome out in Yosemite.
I did that too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did it a couple years ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is insane.
It's intense.
It's insane. I was going to do it without the cables because that's even more insane. I told you I was an adrenaline junkie.
Yeah, you are.
But once I went out there, they decided to keep the cables up for one more week.
Okay.
And so as bummed out as I was at first about that, when
I'm glad you did
going,
it with the cables.
I was like, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because even with the cables, I was terrified.
I told my family at the top, you're never allowed to do this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, that was, it was funny because the people I went with, they'd watch videos. I didn't watch any videos. I didn't really prep. So I was like, you know, my buddy's like, hey, I got these, the lottery and, you know, we can go up to Half Dome. So I show up and we get to the dome. I'm like, this is what we're doing, you know? And they were like, man, you didn't watch the videos? I was like, I had no idea. And because even before you get to that Half Dome, it's already intense, you know.
8.5 miles.
Yeah.
Trust me. I know.
Yeah.
We'll definitely have to talk about that later.
So, yeah, like, for sure.
Hiking is a big thing for you.
I'm
sure it's pretty therapeutic for you as well.
Oh, definitely.
Nature, outside. I'm starting to piece you together.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. I try to take trips out west when I can. I have a group of friends. We'll try to do once a year, usually three days, four nights out in Wyoming, Colorado, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like, you know, my time where I love having no cell service, you know, just completely tuning out and just, you know, relying on my backpack and, you know, building fires, all that
We're
kind of stuff.
So much alike. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah. It's something about like really just continuing to uncover pieces of you when you're out there.
Yeah.
With the bare minimum, seeing beauty, seeing things that you can't get to just from a car or like on the top of a building looking down. Like you have to like go out there in miles and stay out there and learn so much.
100%.
So that is so cool. And I can see that you probably had a lot of time to reflect about life and your goals and things like that. And so I want to kind of move the conversation into, what sort of work, it doesn't have to be work. Is there anything you're doing right now that is giving you more of like a sense of purpose?
Yeah.
Is there any meaningful work that you have going on that you're working on?
Yeah. So, you know, right now, my main thing is I'm trying to try new things. You know, I love, even going to Hills is something out of my comfort zone, something new. I recently did a reality TV show. That's something I never thought I'd be doing. You know, I moved here from Kentucky. You know, if you would have told me a few years ago I was going to do that, I would have told you you're crazy, you know. So I'm just really trying to just try things I've never tried and explore, be open, you know, to different options and different experiences. I've been interviewing with a few modeling agencies, and by the time this airs, within the next few weeks, I'll have a decision on, you know, and sign with an agency. But, you know, and at the same time, you know, I'm sticking with insurance as my day job, but, you know, just really exploring different possibilities and trying to just, it's fulfilling to me to keep pushing myself and keep trying different things and not just, and it's, you know, sometimes it's okay just to do the same thing all the time, but, you know, sometimes it can feel a little redundant, it can get old. So, you know, I'm just really trying to, take more risk overall.
Yeah, well, I think that you have an adventurous spirit already, and I think that you are out there and you're trying these new things. You're saying, hey, I'm only 2 years into Atlanta, but I'm diving in. I'm going to see what the city has to offer me, what the world has to offer me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you do that so that, you know, your story and then your journey can then ultimately inspire other people to go after their dreams as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I also know from, like, being a leader myself and being someone who goes after things that scare me quite often, I do know that it can weigh down on us at times. Yeah. You know, I know that, you know, taking care of ourselves and that self-care aspect is extremely important.
Right.
And so for you, what would you say are some ways that you take care of yourself? I mean, for sure, for me, it's like I have to have good rest and my mind has to be rested so that I can be productive and so that I can be that positive light that I want to be, you know, for every room that I walk in. Right.
Yeah.
But what are some things that you do just to take care of yourself, to stay well, to stay healthy, to stay positive? Because not every day is easy. Mm-hmm. And your schedule, and good God, I know enough about insurance to know that sometimes that stuff is stressful.
Yeah, definitely.
So how do you take care of you?
Yeah, honestly, within the last couple of years, I've gotten I'm pretty strict. You know, I'm not, during the week, I'm not the most fun person, you know. I have so many protocols and, you know, I go to bed at a certain time, you know, I try to get enough sleep, I wake up, I, you know, try to go for a walk, see the sunrise, try to see the sunset.
You have a dog too, right?
Yeah. So me and my dog, it's like, we typically, it's minimum 4 miles a day. So maybe 2 miles in the morning, 2 miles in the afternoon. But sometimes there's days we go up to 8 miles and, you know, I just,
what kind of dog is it?
She's a mutt. She's a, she looks, I think she's a lab corgi mix. We don't know.
Okay.
I my brother gave her to me when he was away for a little while, but she's a sweet girl. She's got a big personality. And, so luckily she loves hiking and she loves going on walks. And, you know, back to what we were saying about hills, like, I just love being outside because I spend so much time inside. So I'm always trying to find ways to get outside, and that really is a big thing for me mentally. It's just, you know, getting out, even, you know, even if it's a cold day, like just not being stuck inside all the time.
Just doing it. Just getting out there and doing it. And hey, your dog is like a form of self-care anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I am going through the puppy phase with mine right now, but she is so that I can go hiking and bring her everywhere.
100%.
And I'm already just like so like, I'm so grateful for the life that we are going to get to share together, me and my dog, you know?
Oh, it's the best.
So I can only imagine, like, you know, starting your days, getting some good mileage in every day.
Yeah.
That is just so good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good for your mind and your body and movement. And as we get older, your body's going to thank you for it.
Yeah. You know? I'm a big advocate for walking. You know, I love to run. I love to weight train, but... You know, I think walking can be slept on sometimes. You know, people don't understand how, you know, how much it can help, you know, your mental health and physical health, you know. So
yeah, absolutely.
I'm a big walker, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Okay, so you like to walk, you like to take care of yourself, you like to get some good rest. You recognize that you're inside all day and just taking a moment just to breathe some fresh air.
Yeah.
Whatever it is you're doing, roll the windows down, turn the music, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff is good, and I encourage you to continue to always do that and do it just for you.
Yeah.
We have to have things in life that we do that are just for us.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we'll get completely burned out and spent, you know, always showing up for other people, and we can easily fall into that.
Yeah.
You know, especially when, you know, we're so driven and so always, always, always stay true to that for you. Have those things for you.
Yeah.
I definitely have found quite a lot of benefit in that myself as well. And so following this, you know, we talk about how sometimes days are not very easy.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked a little bit about this, not too much. I understand that you have done quite a lot of healing, and I'm not sure exactly how recent this was, but I know that you are definitely a believer in therapy, and mm-hmm. you've been able to successfully heal in a lot of ways, maybe still working on a few other things, but I think we all are.
Yeah.
And so I want to know, what is a what is something that you're proud of that you had to overcome that maybe you thought that you didn't think you would ever overcome?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about something?
Yeah. So, you know, before I moved here, you know, it was, you know, a lot of people ask me why I moved, or, you know, why I'm taking these risks, why I'm doing these things. And, you know, I honestly haven't really, a lot of my Atlanta friends really don't know. A lot of my friends don't know. But, you know, before I moved, I had a good friend, my very best friend. I went to, a few months before I moved, I went to check on him one day, and he had passed away. And, you know, that was basically, it changed my whole life. And, you know, it was, a very, very traumatic experience. And, you know, soon after that, I just decided that I didn't want to be in Kentucky anymore. I didn't want to, he had lived with me, and, you know, basically I didn't even want to be in that house anymore. And I was, you know, right down the street from, you know, where it happened. So, you know, it, so it just really pushed me to get out of Louisville, get out of Kentucky, and move somewhere. And I got here, and I honestly, I felt better, but I wasn't great. You know, and to be honest, you know, I was just, for a while, I was such a, you know, suck it up type person, you know, just, you know, be a man, you know. And I think at a certain point, I know at a certain point, it just got to be too much. And I couldn't, it got to the point where, you know, some days I didn't want to get out of bed. Some days I didn't, you know, I couldn't work. I couldn't even go to the gym, you know. And eventually I sought therapy, and that was, you know, a big help for me. And then, you know, I was diagnosed with PTSD, and then, you know, anxiety and depression. And, you know, it's not something, you know, I've told a lot of people, but I do think it's important, because I think, you know, if you look at, a lot of people don't know that about me, and a lot of people look at what I'm doing, and they're like, oh my gosh, like, I wish I was as confident as you, or I wish, you know, they'll say things like, I could never do that. And so that's why I think it's important to share that, because if you would ask me a year ago if I could do half the stuff I've done, you know, I would have told you absolutely not. Because, you know, so when I isolated myself for a while, went to therapy, and once I went through some therapy, that's when I started really developing these kind of protocols for myself and really making sure I was taking care of myself, because I realized how quickly and easily I could spiral if I didn't maintain my mental health and physical health, you know, because it all kind of plays into each other. And so, you know, that was something that I wouldn't wish on anybody, you know. And it was incredibly painful, and you know, it's something that just, you know, it's a terrible situation, and, you know, I wish it had never happened, but it taught me a lot.
Absolutely.
And, you know, really, and that's why, you know, a big reason why I, you know, want to live life with no regrets, because I saw, you know, how short life was. And, you know, that friend, he was my number one fan, biggest supporter. And, you know, a lot of times when I think about him, I think, you know, he wouldn't want me to be depressed, anxious. You know, he wouldn't want me to take those opportunities. And so, you know, I just kind of keep him with me.
So it's
kind of
like
I
you
do.
Can hear him in your mind. It's,
yeah.
Like, no, you better go for it. You better go for it, you know?
Yeah. And even when I went on the show, the reality show, I had a pin his sister made for us. It's a little image of him, and he collected pins, and I kept it in my pocket the whole time, you know. And it was just very much this, you know, anytime I was nervous, you know, I just kind of grabbed that, and, you know, it's, you know, it just, he meant a lot to me. And I it's kind of like everything I do is, you know, kind of in his honor. You know, absolutely. I want to make him proud, you know.
It's unfortunately, it is some of, like, tragedy is the things that are a lot of people's turning points in life. That's like a darkness that we feel like we may not ever come out of. Mm-hmm. And then somehow a person or an opportunity or a therapist or something, or maybe it's just a little bit of time,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to process it and remember. I think it's so powerful that you continue to remember, hey, he would want me to go forward.
Right.
He would want me to not give up. And so our losses that we experience, especially those that are so close, they just kind of can, in a way, give us a purpose, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
It gives us a purpose. It says, no, I'm going to, you know, no, we're all not promised tomorrow.
Right.
You know, you said yes to this podcast. You mm-hmm. no hesitation. You know,
right.
we actually just met like today, you know, and I think that there's something so powerful about like having a reason, having that why. It doesn't matter if everybody out there doesn't know it. You know, it just means it's something that's true to you. It's within you.
Yeah.
You loved this person. They were your best friend. And you know, to be able to heal, even if it's not all the way, just to be able to heal someone from those tragic moments.
Yeah.
I think just really is something to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't ever heal from those things.
Yeah.
And I think that it speaks to who you are as a man. Going after therapy and saying, you know, I don't want to be stuck in this bed and I don't want to not be able to work. I want to be able to do these things too.
Right.
But sometimes it's just too much just to like process. And so to be able to take in that knowledge and to take in some support and to take in some love.
Yeah.
A lot of times we suck it up and do it ourselves and we live this independent, like I got this and I don't want to be a burden on everybody else or I don't want people to feel sorry for me. And mm-hmm. we develop these, I don't know, cognitive ways of thinking.
100%,
and
yeah.
And so sometimes, especially in moments like that, being able just to like let people love you and let people remind you of things and also giving you the space enough to figure out how you're going to go forward with your life.
Yeah.
And support you with wherever you're at, you know, so you feel it all, continue to feel it all, you know.
Yeah.
I've had so many like losses and things like that in my life, but I still say, hey, I'm gonna continue to feel, like, I'm going to feel all of it.
Right.
To grieve means you loved.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
That's what it is.
No, 100%.
And you're a human that's experiencing all of these things. And I think that that life-changing moment is only going to continue to help fuel all the things that you're working towards.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
What was their name?
His name was Colton.
Colton?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, it's made me have, you know, a lot of... I don't really, you know, I don't take any relationships for granted anymore. And, you know, I'm very, you know, one thing about Hills and living in Atlanta in general, I'm just so grateful for the amount of people I've met who don't even know me, don't know my story, don't know that I'm going through that. And they'll just be, you know, a bright light in my day and we'll become friends. And again, you know, a lot of people just don't even know how hard it was, you know, for me to even want to make friends, you know, because I was so scared for a little bit. And so, you know, it's I'm just incredibly grateful for how life has gone lately because, you know, again, just, you know, you never know.
Yeah, you never know, but there's something in you that says it's more important to me to try
mm-hmm.
and it's more important to me to say, hey, I'm open to having those friendships. Your heart did not close off to the world with that, even though it probably felt like it for a minute.
Right.
But I think that I think we're all here to strengthen each other. And so like Hills and being like creating a new family here in Atlanta, you know, people are going to be able to strengthen you. You're going to be able to strengthen them. Just being an advocate and a leader right now, just from talking about depression and PTSD and anxiety and things mm-hmm. like that, as much as we think that, hey, people don't know this about us, what's really going on, there's 1 in 5 adults right now who live with some sort of severe mental
yeah.
health challenge of
yeah.
some sort. A lot of times nobody even knows about it.
Right.
And so like I think people like you and me, you know, talking about these things really helps normalize it. helps people not feel so trapped, and they can essentially save lives.
Yeah.
You know, so I appreciate you sharing that as well.
Yeah. No, definitely.
So tell me a little bit about how your family and community has supported you, you know, since you've moved here and in the reality show and things like that. How have they shown support?
You know, when I did have the cousin here, you know, I spent a lot of time with him, and he was always, you know, kind of my rock when I didn't know anybody here. And then, you know, beyond that, you know, I don't have any other family here, and, you know, they're very good about, you know, keeping up with me and cheering me on, you know, knowing that I'm taking these risks. And, you know, I got three amazing sisters, and, you know, when I went on reality TV, they were very excited about it. And, you know, my brother was excited too, but, you know, they were a little more excited. And, you know, beyond that, you know, the community here, like I said, Atlanta is just, it's just such an amazing community. It's such a diverse in so many ways, which I absolutely love. And, you know, I do have to say too, the Louisville community is great too. You know, people, there's a lot of Louisville people down here, but, you know, I've gotten going on the show, you know, I mean, just being out in public when, you know, people are super kind and, you know, come up and take pictures, and, you know, I'm like, you know, I was only on one episode, so, you know. But,
oh, that's awesome. You can still say that you got on it.
Yeah, you know, it's been great, and everyone's been super sweet and super supportive, and, you know, I can't say enough about how grateful I am just to have that support system.
Well, I hope you feel just continue to be, like, surrounded. If you come out the hills, we have so many things for Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. They got a new Thursday thing.
Yeah.
They're having get-togethers. They're having parties. And, you know, I mean, it really is something special that we're building here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's centered around wellness and fitness and things like that. But it sounds like you're already into that, too.
Yeah.
So just surround yourself by us. You just never know what opportunities are going to be there, who's going to want to go out west with you to go on that next hike.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, one trip a year could turn it into five.
And, yeah, definitely.
And so, you know, before we finish this podcast, I always like to ask people, I'm going to ask you two things. So, first, you know, is if there's anyone that you could thank, it could be someone random, it could be someone close, someone you may think that you owe a thank you to. This is a new question I'm starting to ask people because, you know, I think that it could really open up some healing, you know, in people's lives. Is there anyone that comes to mind that you would like to thank? Just someone that has maybe done something probably pretty small that was actually really significant to you?
Yeah, I mean, the first one that comes to mind, you know, she hasn't done anything small, she's done a lot, is probably my mom. You know, I just grew up, you know, real close with my mom, and she's always been there for me and always supported me and always really wanted me to go, you know, shoot for the stars and do what I want to do and take risks. And, you know, so I just say, you know, that's been amazing to have her in my life. And, you know,
what's her name?
Danita.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. So she raised your boy, right? Yeah. You must have had a pretty awesome role model with her and saw that she didn't give up many times. And now you are getting to kind of live that on. And I think that there's no better way to live life to the fullest.
Yeah.
And
no,
so
definitely.
My last question, what are you running towards? Like, what are some exciting goals that you're running towards? Because if there's anything that we hear you say, as people continue to listen to this podcast, we want to be your cheerleaders. We want to support you. So what are you running towards right now? What are a couple things that you're aiming for?
Yeah. So, you know, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, you know, the modeling thing is kind of the next step, but, you know, with that being said, there's so many things I want to do, and I'm one of those people, I wake up every day, and I'm like, what if I did this, or what if I tried that, and, you know, like, eventually, you know, like, I'd love to start a nonprofit for, you know, something that benefits people's mental health. I'd love to just volunteer for certain nonprofits that, you know, help with mental health, and, you know, I don't know, I used to, you know, do personal training for high schoolers, and, you know, I would kind of help mentor them a little bit, and I really like that mentorship, you know. So I'd love to, you know, do something like that, you know, maybe even start a podcast or something like that, you know. And there's just a lot of, I'm open to the possibilities, you know, because, you know, it's constantly evolving. There's constantly new things I can try and can do. And, you know, I just feel like I just want to be, I guess, an advocate for trying new things and, you know, really putting yourself out there. And, you know, so overall right now, you know, it's insurance and modeling, but you never know what's going to happen, you know, a year from now. And, you know, hopefully, like I said, next time we talk that I'm signed with an agency. And, you know, from there, I am interested in potentially, you know, doing acting or making music at some point. But, you know, right now I'm just kind of sticking with one thing at a time and gonna see where things go.
That's awesome. I mean, you really are head to toe awesome, amazing. I think that you just keep on believing in yourself the way that you are. Dream big every single day. You don't have to just dream when you're asleep, right? I tell people to dream when you're awake as well. We just thoroughly enjoyed learning about you tonight. I know I definitely did, and I'm already firing off names and things and opportunities of who and people I can connect you with, mm-hmm. especially in the mental health space. And then, you know, thank you also just for being a role model for us. You know, you're doing things that we need to see other people doing, especially the young kids that you were talking about. I just want to say thank you for coming on here
tonight.
Thank
you.
No, I hope
I really
to see you out there. I'm gonna chase you up that hill just
of course.
For fun.
Yeah, you'll beat me.
anything that I can do just to feel like a kid again.
Yeah.
So as we continue to go through this journey and go after these things, let's just remember to just be a kid. Don't take life so seriously. Don't force anything. Go with the flow. You're totally, fully capable of all the things that you're doing. And of course, we welcome you over and over again to Atlanta. And I think that Hills for ATL is definitely an amazing jump start into getting to know Atlanta outside of the bars, outside of the long nights and things like that. This is something that's genuine. And I can't wait to see you out there again.
No, I can't wait to see you. So, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being open and transparent with us. And guys, we hope to see you out there. We are adding new things every single week. We now have the stairs on Monday. We have a morning and evening session on Wednesdays. We also have West Midtown interlock situation going on. We also have a Saturday Mile Crusher. That's really fun. If you're stuck at work all week and you just can't make it to any of these events during the week, go to the Saturday thing. It's an awesome way to add this to your regular workouts as well. I know I personally have enjoyed absolutely every bit of it. Follow us on Instagram. Continue to share this podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as YouTube. We can't wait to see you again next time. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.